Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Atlanta's The Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Man, we're streaming at 680thefan.com. Heads up, get that fan app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Smart speaker, if you're listening on that. Brought to you by the mortgage professional, South Point Financial Services. And the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. Where's Nernie? I don't think we've done the show without Sean Nerney in the house. DT, now you slide over from the co-producer chair into the engineer chair.
Yeah, it was just going to be the one-hour shift for Nerney. So, it's quite the drive for him. So we figured we'd save him some time, save him some gas.
Got executive producer Road Dog Gillespie in today. Where's Acock, our intern?
Same thing. It's just the hour shift today with Braves baseball coming up. We told Cole to just take a day.
Oh, so just skip the Belue Show.
Yeah. He wanted to come. We said no.
Yeah, I see how you guys are. Just skip the Buck Belue Show. It's the other shows that are off, so you don't need to come in today. I see how you guys work. Good grief. Thought you were on my side, man. Let's get to work then.
Bucks. Big. Take.
John Collins had a good run here in Atlanta, but apparently his time is up. NBA draft is tonight, and the Hawks appear determined to trade John Collins after what could only be described as a disappointing season, both individually and as a team. And this season came after Collins, remember, signed that big money 5-year extension worth $125 million. Here's the rub. Slink and the Hawks are building around superstar Trae Young. And this team needs to add a defensive-minded forward who can create some shots. And that ain't John Collins. Look for the Hawks to package Collins with the 16th pick of the first round or Kevin Huerter before the draft tips off coming up this evening. JC, the time is up in Atlanta. It's time to get on up out of here. The thing I really never put my arms around with John Collins, I mean, he scored, he ran the floor, he had a good run, good. But I never saw him lead. I never saw him really D'ing up. And as you saw this past season, the reason why the Hawks were taking a step back this past season was because they couldn't defend. And they seemed to lack a little bit of the leadership out there, so... Collins in that big money deal that he signed, 5 years, $125 million. He made it through 1 year here in Atlanta. And it was a little bit of a struggle this year with John. Banged up a little bit. 16 points, 8 boards. Does that sound like a $125 million player to you, DT?
No, it sounds like a really good player.
Yeah, that's what I said. A good run.
Yeah,
good run by Collins. But to get better, we need a defensive-minded defender at the forward position and a reliable shot creator. I don't think he's either one of those things. And could we bring in a guy like the Spurs, DeJounte Murray, who would certainly shore up what's going on in the backcourt? Because right now, when we're on the court, we got Trae Young out there, and you've got Bogey or Herder at the two-guard spot. We're not stopping anybody defensively. I mean, we're not asking Trey at 5'7" to go out there and defend. And Herder or Bogey, either one of those guys aren't playing defense. So you got a backcourt that can't defend. And to take a step forward, we got to get that corrected. So we'll keep an eye on the Hawks tonight. Draft underway, I believe, 7 or 8 o'clock this evening. Hawks with the 16th pick in the first round. First time we have opened up the show talking Atlanta Hawks basketball, but there you go. What do you say now? We talk about those Braves and that big win last night.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
Yeah, let's chop it up, man. A big Game 3 victory last night as we get a ninth inning comeback with a three-run inning. And do you know that the San Francisco Giants had gone over 100 games without blowing a multiple-run lead in the final inning of the game? So the Giants, they were a little bit stunned seeing that go down last night. And I believe that was our first real comeback of the season in the ninth inning. I could be wrong on that one. Maybe down by more than one run. Maybe that was it. But a really exciting 4-3 victory. I tell you what, that was, you know, I never gave up faith during the course of the game. And boy, it didn't look good for a few innings there going on. It didn't look like we were even going to score the way the Giants were pitching. But I never gave up faith. I stood there for all nine innings, waiting to see what would happen, hoping there would be a comeback. And then we had Dansby Swanson lead off the ninth inning with a home run, made it a one-run game. Ozuna with a single. And did you see that hustle and that great base running out of Ozuna as he tagged up and was able to get to second base into scoring position?
I really liked how excited he was just to hit a single and, yeah, and get on and get that and keep that rally going.
How about the great base running, though? I mean, absolutely, he's able to move up into scoring position. Great job.
Speaking of base running, then William Contreras comes up.
Yeah, and he steals second. How many catchers out there are you going to see steal second base in a situation like this?
No, Buck, he's a designated hitter, and he's going to be the designated hitter in the All-Star game.
And then you had Duval deliver. I tell you what, I want to relive this one more time, all right? Let's relive the game-winning hit, see what Duval said afterwards.
Rogers peeks to second. 2-1. Swinging a line drive, center field, base hit. Contreras around third. Here comes the throw. And he slides in safe. Braves win. Braves win. A bullet to center for Duval. And the team celebrates in center field. It was hit hard enough to give Slater a shot, but his throw had to be perfect, and it was not. And a mad celebration out in center field. What a game. Completely dominated by Rodon. And then finally they scratch a run out against him, then give up a run in the ninth, and you're down two going to the bottom half, and the Braves collect three runs to stun the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're the world champions, so, you know, we definitely have to feel like that we can play with anybody and beat anybody. And, you know, I think that's just from a competition standpoint, I think, you know, everybody in the big league should feel like they're going to win that night. But it's just about executing and, you know, doing the small things like we did tonight.
Yeah, and I love this team mantra they've got going on. Snit, just keep the game close. All right, keep it close, and we'll find a way to get the job done in the later innings. Let's hear from Snit.
I mean, that's kind of been our mantra, whatever, a little bit. I mean, our MO is kind of keep the game there and give us, you know, a chance. Doesn't work all the time, but, you know, it's nice that Will and AJ kept it right there where gave us a crack at it and worked out.
Don't underplay the importance of that leadoff solo jack that Swanson delivered to make it a 3-2 game. Afterwards, Dansby was talking about how important it is to beat these good teams.
We play so much, and every game is so meaningful. And I do think it's important to play good baseball against good teams. You need to be able to beat good teams. If you want to win, like, the whole thing, you got to beat good teams. And so, obviously, there's some confidence that can be taken from playing good baseball against, you know, other good teams. And, you know, I think that we're just going to continue to grow. And I think that we've kind of started to find ourselves and our identity that we didn't really have. You know, the first month and a half through the season, we're really kind of stepping into our own. And you can tell guys are kind of stepping into their own as well.
Want to throw a shout out to Charlie Morton. Did the job last night. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, struck out 11, walked 2. Back-to-back quality performance out of Charlie Morton, who has stepped up his performance level. 2 earned runs in his last 14 innings. Job well done, Charlie. Good to see you back at the top of your game. All right, so the Braves, an early start today. We got a 12:20 start. In the series finale, we got Kyle Wright we're going to hand the ball to. He's taking on former Brave and Georgia Bulldog Alex Wood. Braves, by the way, 16-7 against lefties this season. We own them. We've been eating them up. And the Braves coming into this finale with the momentum. They got the mo. So the Braves with an opportunity here today to lay the hammer down and win 3 of the 4 games against the Giants. And then fly into this big series with the rival Dodgers. We're going to have an electric atmosphere all 3 games, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday.
Every f***ing day.
Freeman and the Dodgers coming in here. And I spoke about this earlier this week, how to handle the Freddie Freeman situation. Give the man the standing ovation that he deserves his first time to the plate on Friday night. And then it's done. It's over. And I tell you what, I was thinking about this coming down today, sitting in that 400 southbound traffic. Wouldn't it be awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome if after the standing ovation that the sold-out Truist Park Braves fans give Freddie Freeman the first time up in the top of the first inning Friday night, wouldn't it be awesome if in the bottom of the first inning, when Matt Olson comes to the plate, that the Braves fans stand up and give Matt Olson a standing ovation? Wouldn't that be awesome? Can't tell you how many times I've seen this, where you got the buddy, right? He's got this girlfriend, and then, you know, they break up, and he's sort of heartbroken, and then he starts going out with another girl. And then he bumps into the old girlfriend. And he's over there hugging on her and talking about how great it is to see her. And then his new girlfriend is saying, "What's up with this?" Wouldn't it be great? The Braves fans in the bottom of the first inning Friday night give Matt Olson a standing ovation. That would be awesome. And there you go. That's us chopping it up for you today. All right, coming up next on the show, man, we're going to have Chris Hack, the Georgia golf coach, is going to be with me for the Bulldog Roundtable at 10:35, so don't be late. Don't miss that. He's got 13 guys playing on the PGA Tour right now. Talk about great coaching. Hack's going to hang out with us. He's helped me win the trophy again this year in the Fan Classic, former Buck and Kincaid tournament. And we're going to talk some football in the following segment, too. We're going to put the shades on in the club, baby. Got a little quarterback club for you today, a college football top 5. We're going to have some fun before the Braves take care of business again today. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 90.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number 1 in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
3-7. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Got a podcast, too. Bucks Beat, and you can find it at The Podcast Park. It's brought to you by Associated Credit Union. This week, we're talking Braves baseball again. I'm hanging out with Jeff Francoeur, breaking down this Braves team. Check that out. Wherever it is, you get your podcast, or you can go to thepodcastpark.com. As we got Nerney, was told not to come in today, that it was only the Belue Show. Belue is the only one on. We got Braves baseball coming on after that. So, Nerney, just stay home. No reason to come on in. Belue can get it done. And that allows me, really, to focus in on putting the shades on, because we're going to the club. Shades on in the club. So find the shades. I found mine, by the way. I'd been wearing my backups for at least a month. And I was wondering, okay, what happened to the shades number one? And I looked everywhere.
There's a sunglasses depth chart. So you were down to shades two.
I didn't have shades three either. It was just shades two.
Emergency shades three if you need them.
And I ended up finding them in my Infinity.
I was gonna say under the car seat, right?
No. I'd look there, but it was actually where you put the shades up above by the
right where they were supposed to be, huh?
Yeah, I just had never really used that, and I guess I used them that day. But anyway, I got the shades, and I got the shades on in the club at the quarterback club.
Shades on in the club.
Want to talk about Tennessee quarterback Hendon Hooker today. He's going into his senior season this year, 6'4", 220 pounds. Transferred from Vitek into Tennessee to play for Heupel a year ago. And what a season it was, year number one at Tennessee. Passed for almost 3,000 yards, 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. How about that ratio? Ran for over 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. Dude can pull it down and run with it when he gets ready to. Really elusive. And the thing I really like about Hendon Hooker, watching him play the game and saw 2-3 game highlight reels from last season. The thing I really enjoy about Hendon Hooker is when he moves out of the pocket, he's not looking to run first. He's looking to extend the play and throw the ball downfield. Now, last option, pull it down and run with it. And he can certainly do that. Really found Hendon Hooker to be a really good quarterback as far as pocket presence goes. Now, what do I mean by pocket presence? He can feel the rush without looking at the rush. He's looking downfield and feeling the rush. And he's not too quick when he does feel a little pressure to just flush out of the pocket. Seeing way too many quarterbacks do that. You know, they see or feel the pressure, and boy, they're out of there, gone. Now, see Hendon Hooker redirect in the pocket. Move around a little bit, slide in the pocket, reset his feet, and then make a really good throw. A-plus on that. Really accurate short to intermediate, too. Needs to improve the deep ball accuracy. Maybe that was, you know, year number one with these receivers. They didn't have that chemistry that a lot of the other quarterbacks and receivers have in the SEC. So he's going to look to improve that. I thought he's a really good decision maker. I gave him a B-plus on the decision making. And so what goes into that? Well, let's say a quarterback is looking to throw an intermediate pass. Let's say the tight end over the middle. And the window is really tight. The two linebackers are squeezing the tight end. And that window is really small. He's not trying to fit it in there. He's coming off that guy. And he's checking it down. Now, he's got to continue to improve that decision-making. To get drafted now, you need to be in the A category, not in the B category. So, for Hendon Hooker to take it to the next level, final year in college, he's looking to improve his stock at the NFL level. Preseason looks like his projection right now is around 3 or 4, somewhere in there. Slotted right now, Dane Brugler, one of the analysts as far as the draft goes, had him slotted at number 12, quarterback 12 in this year's upcoming draft. I think he's better than that. But for him to improve his stock, he's got to advance his skill as far as going from the first to second to third read in the progression. Needs to show these NFL scouts he can do that. Now, in Heupel's scheme, limited opportunities to do that. He's scheming it up where normally you're going to that first read in the progression, but he's got to show these NFL scouts that he can go from the first to the second to the third progression. And then the other thing is just to get a better general understanding of what the defense is doing as far as the rush goes, as far as the coverage goes. Continue to polish that part of his game up. And if he can elevate those two areas, then he's got a really good 2023 NFL draft opportunity waiting ahead of him. He's got some weapons up there in Knoxville right now. The Cedric Tillman's a player. 72 catches, 14 touchdowns last season. So he's got his go-to man in Cedric Tillman. And he's got a coach that can scheme it up offensively in Josh Heupel. Coming into the season, the Buck Belusio Deep South quarterback rating. I've got Bryce Young, number one. Hendon Hooker, number two. Stetson Bennett, number three. And there's your quarterback club today. Shades on in the club. Yeah, shades on in the club, brother. Want to give you the heads up, 680 The Fan's 13th annual green card, version 2.0, is dropping tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So you need to be on the go, on the standby to cash in here. We're hooking you up with four rounds of golf with a cart and 90 minutes of in a swing suite at Good Game Atlanta for only $199. Folks, that's a $420 value. Four rounds and 90 minutes of Good Game for just $199. And some of the courses include Cherokee Run, Sequoia National, Heritage Golf Links, Sugar Creek for just $199. These things are going to sell out fast. Be on standby tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., and you can secure yours at 680thefan.com. Coming up tomorrow. DT, you going to get one of these? I'm not saying pay for one, but working here at the station, get your hands on one.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to get after it, though. Yeah, I've played a lot of those courses. I've never been up there to the Sequoia, or what is it, Sequoia National? That sounds like a fun track. I've never gotten a chance to get up there, so.
Oh, it sounds fun.
Yeah, I've never had a chance to play, so I look forward to it if I got.
Yeah, and that's half the fun, really, is to play a course you hadn't played before.
And it gives you an excuse to, kind of expand your horizons, right?
Yeah, that was the only negative. I've only been a member of one golf club through the years, even though I've been in love with the game, and it was the Savannah Golf Club.
Ah, that was back then, right?
Man, and there were some birdies to be had out there on that Savannah Golf Club, brother. That was a fun golf course. But the drawback for me is you play the same course every time when you're a member. So I like the idea of being able to play a lot of different courses, and this green card is going to help you do that.
Yeah, you're not going to beat that deal, that's for sure.
All right, well, the rundown, the show sheet says we're sticking with the college football theme, brother.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5.
DT, you going to do this thing even though you're the engineer today?
Yeah, no problem, Buck. No problem.
All right, man, you're good.
Well, it is in the Deep South. We're mostly in the Deep South here today.
Love the Deep South.
Going extra or pretty far down there today for your first question. Talking about Florida head coach Billy Napier. Apparently catching some heat today, Buck.
Yeah, see, what he had to do was something no coach really enjoys doing. And that is he had to cut three players that were on scholarship.
Ooh, that does sound tough, yeah.
And he had to do so to get down to the 85 roster limit. They had too many people on scholarship. Three had to go. And so he had to cut them loose.
How often does that happen? Is that an egregious error, big-time mismanagement?
More than you realize.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And it really, you see it happening more when you've got a change in the head coach. All right, he's getting rid of some of these Mullen dudes that didn't work out. He's trying to get his guys on the roster. So it gives him sort of an out.
Yeah, these aren't my guys, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, say if somebody says, man, that's cold and heartless, Napier. You can say, well, those were Mullen's guys. I'm trying to get my guys in here.
I didn't offer that scholarship.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Oh, sorry, Buck. Tough back here without the microphone. How much is quarterback Spencer Rattler worth to the South Carolina Gamecocks? Very intriguing offseason up there.
Well, I think, look, on the field, it there sort of remains to be seen. And you know what my take on him has been is the ego got in the way out at Oklahoma. See, he projected this, that it was all about him and not as much about the team. And I'm hoping that Spencer Rattler has learned an important life lesson in his demotion out at Oklahoma, moved to the second-team quarterback slot, and then he transferred to South Carolina. So I'm hoping he learned something in this process that it's more about the team and less about me. But as far as the worth, well, ran across this on On3.com. We're talking about them yesterday. On3.com. They have an NIL valuation of college athletes. And let me see. Bryce Young's number two, and his valuation was $3.1 million.
Whew, for a college boy, that's something.
Spencer Rattler was number eight on this list at $2 million. So what is he worth? On3.com saying $2 million. Are you wondering who number one is?
Yes, very much.
LeBron's son, Bronny James, $6.3 million, more than double what Bryce Young had.
How many games has he played?
Zero.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Arch Manning, by the way, number three at $3.1 million, just like Bryce Young. And Arch hadn't, you know, he won't be stepping on campus for close to a year.
So two of the top three most valued players, according to NIL, have yet to play a college game.
Yeah, that's really what it was not supposed to be about this.
I think we got it kind of flipped a
little
bit.
We'll save that for another day.
All right, yeah, that's another show. All right, Buck, staying in Deep South. It is fair. You did your top five last week. You had Alabama at number one. Not going to catch a lot of flack from that. Clearly the preseason number one out at Tuscaloosa, but if they have any weaknesses, Buck, what are the weaknesses for the Tide?
Oh, they don't have any.
None? That's not good news for if you're a Georgia fan.
I did see this, and there were some Alabama people a little annoyed, the media members, the fan base a little annoyed. Alabama fans can easily get annoyed, and so can the media, if you're not showing the proper respect. All right, and so I did see this where they rated like the five top secondaries coming into this college football season. And do you know what? Alabama wasn't one of them. And this media member was pointing out, are you kidding me? We've got Eli Ricks at one cornerback, transferred in from LSU, and he looks like a first-round pick. On the other side at cornerback, you got Kool-Aid McKinstry. You got Brian Branch at the nickel, and Battle and Helms at safety, which is a really solid combination. So how could Alabama not be in the top five? Well, I think it was Athlon maybe that had this. I could be wrong. Offensive line is something up in the air, too. So we'll keep an eye on those things.
All right. So there might be a crack there. All right. I didn't see this, but Road Dog pointed out for the show, Buck, did you see this trendy stadium design? Just this design concept, I guess. Mississippi State is breaking out this season.
Yeah, in the west upper deck of Davis Wade Stadium. They're taking out some of the seating, and it's just a slab of concrete. And they're going with they call it a balcony concept. So no seating in this open area. And they're going to allow the people that, I guess, lease that particular area to just mill around, to just walk around. No seating. So something new there going on at Mississippi State. And it'll be ready for Memphis when they kick it off on September the 3rd. New concept.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
All right, but finishing up top five. We know your quarterback camp's coming up. In tribute to that, if you had some knowledge for some perhaps aspiring quarterbacks, what would they're listening to the show? What's your?
Yeah, a lot of these young high school quarterbacks won't be able to make it to the camp. So I'll tell you what we'll do is, leading into the camp, we will drop some of these quarterback lessons on the show. Cool. And today, I wanted to mention about the lost yardage plays, which absolutely can kill drives. When you got a quarterback getting sacked, and now a second down and 20, instead of if you threw it away, a second down and 10. So these lost yardage plays kill drives. And especially for the pocket-style quarterback, the guy that's not a scrambler, that skill set, that quarterback needs to master the checkdowns, to focus on avoiding these lost yardage plays, the sacks, to know and prepare where to get rid of the ball, to get the ball out quick. So you're not taking that sack or getting that lost yardage play. The pocket quarterback has got to know when and where and how to get rid of the football. Get that ball out quick. I was talking with a big-time offensive lineman recently, and I said, what is the one thing you believe that offensive linemen hate about quarterbacks, that don't want to see out of their quarterback? And he said, holding the ball too long in the pocket. So you got to get the ball out. Got to get that ball out of there. Don't take the sacks. Stay away from those lost yardage plays. Study where the checkdowns are. And when you feel or see that pressure, then dump it down. I thought Phillip Rivers was one of the best I've ever seen at this.
Yeah, there a guy that didn't move all that well, right? Well, there's your top five, Buck.
All right.
Buck's top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Don't want to keep Coach Hack waiting. Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there!
Table is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Thrilled to have Georgia men's golf coach Chris Hack join us on the show. And Chris joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, a proud Noonan High School graduate. And a longtime coach over there at Georgia, head coach since 96. And, Coach, I had to get you on publicly. Thank you again for taking care of Team Ballou in our 680 The Fan golf tournament. It used to be the Buck and Kincaid Classic. Now it's the Fan Classic. Coach, we were 19 under, and one of your golfers, Blake Parkman, helped us go low in that thing last week.
I know. I saw from that picture, it looked like y'all were having a good time and had a good team, and Blake certainly can bomb it out there with the best of them.
Yeah, and he brought some friend along that's going to Tennessee to play for the Volunteers golf program. Murphy was awesome too, by the way.
Yeah, Murphy's a good player. He's a good stick. So you were you had some pretty good ringers with you, sounds like.
And then we had David Chanley, Fox 5 meteorologist, who was a trainer at Georgia when I was there. He led off as far as the putting goes. And, Coach, he drained like 8 to 10 putts from 20 to 25 feet. I mean, I didn't even hardly get to putt in this thing a couple weeks ago.
Hey, when you're at the back of the bus and you don't have to putt, that's a good sign. So it sounds like Chanley did you solid.
Hey, we got the Travelers PGA Tour, 7 Bulldogs in the event. We got Kiz, I think Harmon's in there, Todd, English, Straka, Mitchell. Coach, you got them lined up with these guys playing on the Pro Tour. How often does this come up in the recruiting process when you're out recruiting guys to come to Georgia?
You know, oddly enough, it doesn't come up as much as you would think. Some of these kids, they don't, a lot of these kids don't even watch hardly much of the PGA Tour. It doesn't seem like, or they don't pay attention to it. The dads, however, usually pay attention to it. But one name you left off of there that's playing up there is a kid named Grayson Sigg. And he's probably the one I'm pulling for the hardest. Not because he's a rookie, but because he's going to marry my daughter in September.
Oh, my goodness, man. Whoa.
So I really want to see him be ultra successful so he can take care of the father-in-law in years to come.
Well, what if he decides to go to that LIV tour?
If he gets paid some of the money they're getting paid, I'd tell him to go.
And you got some guys trying to crack in right now. I saw Davis Thompson won. 13th player under your guidance at Georgia went on the Corn Ferry Tour. He got that done earlier this month, did he not?
He did. He did. And should set him up in a pretty good position for getting his card. Spencer Ralston is also in there. He's had a couple of top 10 finishes of late and now has full status on the Corn Ferry. And, of course, Eric Compton is still giving it a go up there. But no, excited for those two young guys to get an opportunity. And then the kid that left us after this year, Trent Phillips, is on the Canadian Tour. And he played his first Canadian Tour event last week and finished 4th. So he's off to a good start up there.
Coach, as I mentioned, you took over in 96. How quickly has it gone? It seems just crazy to me that you just completed your 26th year over there at Georgia.
I know. It just doesn't seem real. I think about that, and it's hard for me to believe. And it really kind of hit me the other day. Somebody was talking about one of my former players, and they said something like, yeah, he's almost 45 years old now. And I went, what? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, yeah, that's when you start realizing you're getting on up there. But I still feel young, still feel energized, and really like the good young team I got coming back next year. And so I'm excited still every day.
Is this a dream job for you, having grown up in Noonan?
Yeah, I would say so. In fact, I kind of grew up a Bulldog fan. Obviously, and I really had no interest in coaching other than I always said, when I was doing all the stuff with the American Junior Golf Association, the only job I probably had an interest in would have been the Georgia job. And when that happened, Jack Larkin, Peter Persons, some of those guys called me to see if I'd be interested in it. And, that was the only job that I really had an interest in. And I have been absolutely thrilled ever since I got here day one.
And you were big in the junior golf circuit, rubbing shoulders with guys like Tiger Woods back in the day. And that seemed like a great time for you too in your career.
Well, that was kind of what got me interested in coaching, actually, because we started a tournament back then called the Cannon Cup, and I captained the 10 best boys and girls from the from the West against Stephen Hamlin. And he had the best 10 from boys and girls from the East. And Tiger literally was on my team at age 14, 15, 16, 17. So I had him for 4 years, and being in that team atmosphere and kind of, having the camaraderie of doing that kind of stuff, that's what really piqued my interest in coaching. Had I not done that, I might not have been as interested in it, but having that experience really kind of led me to where I am.
What was Tiger like back then?
He was really good. He, I can remember I put him on my team the first year. He wasn't a member of the AJJ, and it kind of was a wild card pick. I'd seen him play at the Big Eye Insurance Youth Classic, and I kind of took a chance on him. And I remembered thinking when we were on our way to Lake Nona, I really hope this kid is as good as I thought he was, because I only seen him play once. And I showed up down there, and he and his dad showed up, and I sent Earl to the hotel, and I said, Tiger, throw your clothes on. We're going to go play, because I wanted to see if I'd made a mistake or if this kid was any good. So we played, and after nine holes, I went, I'll be just fine. This kid's really good. And that was at age 14. So he was just a special player, and he's obviously proven it all along the way, every level he's gone. So he was a really cool kid to have around.
Well, Coach, keep up the great work, man. We are so thankful you're running that Georgia golf program over there. And all these guys that I mentioned and many others that have played with me through the years are all just so high on you and the job that you do. We appreciate your time today.
Well, I appreciate it. And, Buck, as always, I always enjoy catching up with you and hopefully seeing you again up here in Athens.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, Coach.
Bye, buddy. See ya.
Chris Hack joining us, the Georgia men's golf coach. We'll come back with another exciting segment. Coming up, it's the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Buck Ballew Show wrapping things up before we turn it over to Braves baseball.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
I believe we got enough time to say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what again?
Say what?
Stop it!
Say what?
Yeah, say what? All right, let's hear from Jeremy Pruitt, the former Georgia defensive coordinator, former Tennessee head coach, who I believe is unemployed right now. He must be trying to get a radio gig because on the Crane & Company podcast, Pruitt was actually complimenting the Tennessee Volunteers.
Listen. Which SEC team, outside of obviously Alabama and Georgia, do you think could have a breakout year this year? Whether it's a team that was in the cellar that makes a big jump or a team that's kind of in the middle of the pack that's trying to get up that next tier?
I think it starts at quarterback. So you start looking at the teams who have the most experience coming back at quarterback. I would start at Tennessee. You know, Hendon Hooker and the success that they had last year, as they grow and develop a little bit on defense, they're going to score a point.
Yeah, there you go. Jeremy Pruitt complimenting Tennessee Volunteers. I didn't think I'd ever hear that again once they showed him the door. And look, you look at all these kind of publications now coming into the year. They've got Georgia number one in the East. And you got Tennessee and Kentucky fighting it out for that runner-up spot in the SEC East. So nothing outrageous. It's just the idea that Pruitt would actually compliment the Tennessee Volunteers. Now, that's the only thing that's a little bit surprising. Wanted to tell you about the Buck Ballew's quarterback camp that is coming up real quick. I mean, it's coming up Saturday, July 16th from 10 to noon at Providence Christian Academy in Lilburn. And I'm going to be joined by my man Joe Hamilton and my man Terrence Edwards. He's going to be working with the wide receivers. Joe and I are going to handle the quarterbacks. And we don't want you to miss out. Now, it's free. You're not going to pay anything to come out and hang and work and learn from us. So remember that it's free. It's presented by our good friends at Infinity of Gwinnett. High school age quarterbacks and receivers want you to get signed up right now. And you can do that online at 680thefan.com/QB camp. You got to get registered. So if you know a high school quarterback that's looking to get better, looking at a high school wide receiver that is looking to improve, get them on out. Again, get registered at 680thefan.com/QB camp. And want to thank our sponsors, Infinity of Gwinnett and Kroger, for backing us up on that. second annual QB camp. Book signing coming up on Saturday in Jacksonville for Inside the Hedges. Looking forward to being hanging around with Georgia fans down in Jayville. And then recently, here in the last 48 hours, we've signed up going to Brunswick St. Simon's on Thursday, July the 7th. Marshside Grill from 6 to 8 on Thursday, July 7th. So looking forward to seeing the Bulldog fans down in South Georgia, too. InsideTheHedges.com if you can't make it out to one of the book signings. So for the whole gang here, Braves baseball coming up next, Ford Leadoff Show. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. Go Braves!
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.